I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm not proud of this, because I wasted probably a couple of hours on Christmas Eve and at least 15 to 30 minutes on Christmas Day showing my family this video. Someone sent it to me. I'm not on TikTok, but this went viral on TikTok, I think, a couple of days before Christmas. Have you guys ever heard of the Sprite Challenge, which apparently is eating two bananas as fast as you can and then drinking a Sprite, a can or a bottle of Sprite, like a 12 or 14 ounce size, not like the entire liter, as fast as you can and then see what happens. They warn, here's the Muser's warning, do not do this. Don't eat two bananas, then try to drink a Sprite. Your stomach can't handle it. You will probably vomit, and it could expand your stomach to the fact several people have called 911. It causes such severe stomach cramps.
So I saw the video that you're about to play the audio of, and it's very funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was the result of the Sprite Challenge. It was just presented to me as, hey, here's funny burp.
Yeah.
Or funny audio.
Yeah, I guess you see her just putting a Sprite down just momentarily. Could be two girls just sitting in a car.
Yes.
Yeah. Hanging out.
But I'm confused as to what the bananas have to do with the Sprite. Like, what's the interaction there? What's the chemistry that's happening?
There's some sort of chemistry between the two, but I think it is, from what I've read, any soda. You put any soda with banana and your stomach will expand.
So it's any soda, but it does have to specifically be bananas.
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, this went viral. And these are two Australian girls, I do believe. Teenagers, I'm assuming, anywhere between, I'm guessing, 16 to 18 years old or so. And they're in a car, and they're finishing up. They're trying to finish up the Sprite Challenge. And the burp that this girl lets out, and she is, of slight build, is just amazing.
I can't do it.
My tummy hurts.
How could a teenage girl who probably weighs about 120 admit something like that?
Something else. Why is it so funny? It's such a demon overtaking the body.
In the video, along with this,
the other girl's
look on
laughing.
Her face, and the other girl about does a spit take because I guess she's trying to finish her Sprite.
Her eyes all bug out because she's hit with laughter all of a sudden.
Like, what did I just hear?
Okay, so this is apparently, there's two different challenges. It's just the regular Sprite challenge, which is just
drink the Sprite. Yeah.
Which this one may be just that. The older one is the Sprite banana challenge. That one's a little bit older.
Okay. So maybe they just did.
Yeah, then the challenge is to drink a whole thing of Sprite without burping.
Is there something different about a Sprite as opposed to a Coke or a Pepsi?
I would think the Coke or Pepsi would do the same thing.
It's the same business,
right? So why is it the Sprite challenge?
I don't know.
I don't know, but we have somebody on the crew who volunteered to take the Sprite challenge later in the show.
The old one or the new one?
No bananas, just the Sprite. I give you DJ Ringenberg.
Morning, guys.
Hey, DJ. Hey.
DJ's pretty much up for anything. And
you do it shirtless, DJ?
If you need me to.
See?
What's the ticket's obsession with shirtlessness?
Did Psycho Dave start it?
Maybe. Michael Radio was always trying to get Psycho Dave to go shirtless. Okay, so you didn't see this video until this morning, right?
Right. Hilarious.
And you laugh for 15 straight minutes too. Do you think you can do that, drink a Sprite and then not gorilla burp?
I doubt it. I'm not gonna be able to chug it. I'm not good at chugging, but I've actually already got a soda down this morning.
Okay,
so this might be a rough morning for my stomach.
Okay, well, 8:40 this morning will be the DJ Sprite challenge. and maybe we'll have similar results as the girl from Australia.
You ought to battle him, George. Like, because okay, you're probably capable of huge gorilla burps.
All right, I'll take you. I mean, what could happen, right?
Bunkies.
Nothing bad.
No.
All right, 840, the big Sprite challenge, DJ and Jubb downing Sprite at record rate.
NFE, Mike Reiner and Greg Williams, Chuck Cooperstein, George Dunham, and Craig Miller. Bayless was the first host to inaugurate the station's... I feel really weird. Station sports format.
He's a pro. See, he's used to reading copy.
The Hard Line, now with Bob Sturm, Cormie Davidson, and Dave Lane, and the Dunham and Miller Show have been part of the station's offerings since the introduction of the ticket format. The sometimes controversial station has posted strong ratings in the Dallas radio market. Not that tough.
Did he let fizz out of his Sprite?
That's why I got an extra one.
Okay.
God.
Stop it. All right. DJ,
make him hammer another one.
The additional one. What do you mean, make him hammer another one? You got to hammer another one too.
Why?
Here,
I'm already burping.
No, here. All right, DJ, go ahead.
God, these are 63 grams of sugar each.
Yeah, don't worry about that part. Okay, on your mark, get set, down it. Okay, we started the timer again. George is really struggling over there. Why? Looks like he's about to vomit. That was
DJ.
That was DJ. Sounded like a Brahma bull over there.
So the loser is whoever burps first, one, right?
Had some chunks in it. Yeah.
So DJ lost that round. These are all George burps.
George,
he can't even drink.
You got to finish drinking that, George. You got 24.
I am not.
That was me.
No. Junior can burp on command. That's amazing.
You can burp on command?
Yeah, that is a great skill.
All right, let's hear that.
I quit. That's amazing.
Gosh.
That's my only gift. I can burp on command.
Have you ever been on a date and a girl lets out the devil? Oh, it's DJ.
Oh, no.
George just spit up in the trash can.
Okay, I'm tapping out. This
gross.
Is dumb.
Okay. Oh, the timer just went off there. Okay.
Joel let a crocodile into the studio.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, has won many awards over the years, including the 2007 Marconi Award for Best Station in America. Sports Station in America, excuse me. The National Association of Broadcasters annual conference on September 27, 2007. I'm good.
He's amazing.
We've added 3 cents.
Okay, DJ, you win. You win. I wave the white flag.
Congratulations, DJ.
He's still going.
DJ's
he's running it up.
Why are you finishing the Sprite when you just complained about the sugar content? You've just won. All right, you can let fly if you need to.
All right, stay tuned to DJ's ticker. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll talk to Brian Jones about TCU. Now,
I think George is cheating.
It's
looks
sealed.
Like water.
Look, it's sealed.
Doesn't it look like water?
Yeah, it does look like water. But
yeah, but there are no bubbles.
Shake it. Well, don't shake it too much.
No, don't. Yeah, don't do that.
There's bubbles. There's bubbles.
Okay, so we have each of you have two, I believe.
Well, two. I got two more just in case we needed to up the ante if one wasn't enough.
That's right.
Now, I don't think you'll get through one.
I've got my timer here, and you guys have to drink this within a minute.
Okay.
So you have to chug it. And then, for extra fun, I've provided you with a little bit of copy about this radio station that you have to read immediately after you've downed this. And the last one to burp, I guess, would win here, because the goal is to not burp afterwards. So,
do we have to go right to the copy as soon as we put the bottle down? Like anytime we stop sipping?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so here I'm going to start this. You can play the final Jeopardy sound or something kind of music here. Go. Start
okay.
your chugging, gentlemen.
Open. Hang on.
George wasn't prepared by opening his bottle. Let's see who actually gets the thing down to the first. You can play some like production value music there. All right, George had to pause in the middle.
DJ looks very solid.
Yeah, DJ is just going straight. And,
George is pausing
a
lot.
Keep stopping.
No, there's first pause.
You have to stay near the microphone, both of you. And Tyler, get those microphones cranked up.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Is a commercial sports AM radio station.
Bro.
Dude, well, George, you already went. Wait, hold on. You're not even finished with it, and you're reading.
Yeah, you got a minute. Finish
you
the drink.
You said read when we were.
No,
at
when
a
you're done
point.
With the whole thing.
And does the fact
you
that have, he burped, did he lose?
You better hurry, Giorgio. You got 11 seconds to finish that whole thing. Now try not to burp.
DJ's going to do it. He's
1994.
DJ, you got 5 seconds. You better
he
hurry.
He did it.
The station was sold to Cardinal Communications, which changed the call letters to KTCK and adopted a sports talk
format. See, you're not trying to keep it in.
I can't.
In 1994, the station was sold to Cardinal Communications, which changed the call letters to KTCK and adopted a sports talk format as The Ticket. Ticket's original lineup. I do not feel good.
He's struggling.
The original lineup consisted of Skip Bayless, Kurt Menefee, Mike Reiner, and Greg Williams, Chuck Cooperstein, George Dunham, and Craig Miller. Bayless was the first host to inaugurate the station's... I feel really weird. Station sports format.
He's a pro. See, he's used to reading copy.
The hard line now with Bob Sturm, Cormie Davidson, and Dave Lane and the Dunham and Miller Show have been part of the station's offerings since the introduction of The Ticket format. The sometimes controversial station has posted strong ratings in the Dallas radio market. Not that tough.
Did he let the easy fizz out of his Sprite?
That's why I got an extra one.
Okay. George, stop it. Stop it. All right. DJ,
make him hammer another one.
Give me the additional one. What do you mean make him hammer another one? You got to hammer another one, too.
Why?
Here.
I'm already burping.
No. Here. All right, DJ, go ahead.
God, these are 63 grams of sugar each.
Yeah, don't worry about that part. Okay, on your mark, get set, down it. Okay, we started the timer again. George is really struggling over there. Why? Looks like he's about to vomit. That was
that was DJ.
That was DJ. Sounded like a Brahma bull over there.
So the loser is whoever burps
that
first,
one
right?
Had some chunks in it. Yeah.
So DJ lost that round. These are all George burps.
George,
he can't even drink.
You got to finish drinking that, George. You got 24.
I am not.
That was me.
Junior can burp on command. That's
you
amazing.
You can burp on command.
Yeah, that is a great skill.
All right, let's hear that.
I quit. That's amazing.
Gosh.
That's my only gift. I can burp on command.
Have you ever been on a date and a girl lets out the devil? Oh, DJ.
Oh, no.
George just spit up in the trash can.
Okay, I'm tapping out. This
gross.
Is dumb.
No, okay. Oh, the timer just went off there. Okay.
Joel let a crocodile into the studio.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket has won many awards over the years, including the 2007 Marconi Award for Best Station in America, Sports Station in America, excuse me. The National Association of Broadcasters annual conference on September 27, 2007. I'm good.
We've added
3 cents.
Okay, DJ, you win. You win. I wave the white flag.
Congratulations, DJ.
He's still going.
DJ's
he's running
it
up. Are
you finishing the Sprite when you just complained about the sugar content? You've just won. All right, you can let fly if you need to.
All right, stay tuned to DJ's ticker. We'll see how that goes, and then we'll talk to Brian Jones about TCU. Now-